does the housing market look like for first-time buyers, particularly in the Western Cape?
Yeah. Look, the issue to remember here is that, first of all, we have seen property prices rise considerably in the Western Cape, between 5 to 6%. So the issue is really, if you are in the market already, you own a property, that's fine. But as you start wanting to enter the market, it becomes a very different story. And, you know, the issue we have at the moment is that many of the apartments that are entering into the market, especially, for example, in the CBD of Cape Town, I mean, you're sitting for a one-bedroom at, well, you could be sitting at 2 million. I just saw numbers above that, which really makes affordability for first-time home owners very, very difficult.
Yeah. I'm wondering then what sort of challenges are being faced, because the argument, for example, that we just heard from the MEC for infrastructure in the Western Cape, which is also responsible for human settlement, we heard him say essentially that there are various forms of government subsidies and assistance for first-time homeowners, and yet for many it still seems unaffordable.
Yeah, look, I think we had the first home finance, which used to be FLIST, which is a subsidy that is being offered. But the issue is that doesn't help you, because if the stock is not there at the right place, it still becomes very difficult to enter the market. And one has to remember that these subsidies also, they're on a scale. So you get a fairly high subsidy at it depends on your income, and that subsidy drops as you go further. But look, and you know, if we take the Western Cape, take Cape Town, about 70% of households have an income of 22,000 rand or below, which means that you can only enter a market at around 800,000. With that sort of income, and if you're young, starting on your own, you know, you can be below that, and then the issue is where do you get to start? But look, my point is this: that what we're also starting to see happening, and we flew a drone over an area some time ago. How many houses are being built on? Right, so you have the original home there, and some extra units are being built in the yard. So that becomes a starting point for a lot of first-time homeowners to start looking at a stock, which may not be the one that one is looking at traditionally. So the point is, Should you enter the market? And the big question arises, do you own or do you rent? And I suppose that's the question that needs to be asked. And for some, it will be the rental market.
Yeah. What I'm essentially then hearing you say, Professor, is that it's less so a matter of affordability or property prices, but more an issue of supply and demand. And with an increased demand, so too do the prices of property increase. Is that in fact the case?
That is exactly the point. And you know, the simple answer is, well, pump up the supply. Go and build more. And this is where human settlements is coming short. The RDP House, national government, is running out of funding for that. So government has really become a facilitator of the supply, of saying, well, let's make land available, land plus services. But the issue is this. The word supply is not enough here, because what is happening is that many developers are supplying the higher end of the market. I mean, just take the CBD. About 80% of the properties in the CBD are investment properties. These are properties then that people already have a property. This is the second one. And then 80% of those are almost Airbnb at the moment. So the supply is entering the market, but it's not a supply that's going to help the first-time homeowners in the Western Cape or in Cape Town. So the issue is we are not supplying that particular sector of the market where the affordability is a problem.
Yeah, it's fascinating from, I guess, the lived reality of many young people then in Cape Town, and based off the results of the very unscientific poll that we had on our social media channels, 90% essentially of individuals saying, look, it's an unrealistic prospect for young people to look to purchase mm-hmm. property. And I'm wondering then how sustainable that is, particularly for us here in the Western Cape in particular, where we see, you know, average cost per square meter, whether that is for houses or apartments, well exceeding that of our counterparts in other provinces.
Yeah, and the issue is that the salaries are not that much higher. You know, if your income was that much higher. Look, what is also happening is this, is that, and this is an issue around the demand, where it's not just the demographic increase. In fact, the narrative that a lot of people are entering the Western Cape is not actually served with the Stats SA that just came out last week shows that we say that, but it's been fairly, the net migration into the Western Cape has been fairly constant over the years. But anyway, it's a narrative that is out there. But the issue is that what we're seeing is that where a family used to live together longer, now suddenly you have the members of the family all going for a flat. So where a family